Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, everyone. It's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola, and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe, period, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com. for episodes and transcripts. Have fun, and see you later.
Hi everyone, Alex here with a quick message ahead of today's episode. As you all know, the main narrative of the Rustical Gaming campaign, Erasing the Line, was prepared a number of years ago, and part of that campaign deals heavily with the concept of a global pandemic and how this affects the characters and the story world. Today's episode, and a number of episodes following it, delve pretty deeply into this aspect of the narrative. They examine ideas of infection, quarantine, isolation, and mass mortality, which some listeners might find disturbing. Also, these episodes were recorded well prior to the COVID-19 outbreak, and so we ask listeners to bear this in mind. We have elected to release them as originally intended so as not to provide a disservice to the original narrative, but listener discretion is strongly advised. That's all for now. Keep being kind to one another, and we hope you enjoy the episode. Welcome to episode 152 of the Rustical Gaming Podcast. I'm your host and GM Alex Newell, and with me today I have...
Ben Meredith.
Bryn Monroe.
Lydia Nicholas.
And Helen Gould.
And who are you playing?
Zolf Smith.
Hamid Slahurin Altan.
Self Sightbottom.
And Azu.
Cool, just let me check my notes. So, we've killed everyone.
Yeah, deathy death.
Everyone's
death.
Extremely dead. All of
giblets.
The traps. Giblets, yes.
Giblets. Weird,
I might actually have to have a character conversation in this episode. I know. It's not really what we're here for, but here we are.
Well, emotions are my bag.
So, have
but not as is at the minute.
Yeah.
So as it stands,
bag of holding. Basically infinite sadness in here.
You are in a luxury bathosphere, let's call it. It's as good a description as you're going to get, really. Having made it out of the Showin Institute, or at least 90% of the way, and having encountered Barnes and Carter. Things to be aware within the bathosphere now that you can have a proper look round. Now that there's actually, like, time to, you will notice there's actually a decent number of bodies on the floor. It seems like Carter and Barnes may have actually been doing some actual fighting.
Until Alex started rolling the
Until I started rolling, at which point it just became hot garbage. Long story short, this is very much not in combat. As such, Barnes and Carter, I'm going to keep saying Carnes and Barter. I've done it once, and now I'm just going to keep swapping.
That's their team name.
Yeah. So Barnes and Carter both see and acknowledge you. Carter immediately, he sort of flourishes his hand, and then there's a dagger in there that wasn't in before, and he puts it away, and Barnes gives a little bit of a flourish and sheaths his sword and gives a bow to all of you.
Everything okay, gentlemen?
Who are you?
Oh, right, introduction. Barnes.
Hello.
Carter.
Hello.
I know who Carter is. Hello, Barnes.
Right.
Hello. Hello,
hi.
Azu.
Hi, I'm Sel.
Hello, Sel.
Just for clarification, as there was some conflicting... I mean, I have chased them off enough times you would think they would remember it. My pronouns are they, them, just so you know. Just I won't have to kill you if you get that right. Thanks.
Right!
Yes.
Yeah, that's fine. So, how are we standing?
We need to go into isolation.
We've got Showin's brain as well.
We think
it's in an orb. What? It's a borb.
Remember what I said about Mr. Seelan?
Yeah.
Same thing. But to himself.
Sort of the same thing.
And one hemisphere of his brain has been infected with the blue vein.
Right, right. So we're going to need a proper debrief then.
Yes.
Cool.
We also
yeah,
need to get
okay.
out.
Right, in that case then, should we all just...
Yes.
Go? Right.
Yes, can we please leave?
Yep, mutual suspicion, just, order of the day.
Yeah.
No touching, hugging, no happiness.
Oh, okay, but could we do all of this, like, maybe in my tea shop?
No.
If we
go back to your tea shop... and one of us has been affected by the blue veins, there is a possibility of spreading it to Jasper and the rest of your village. We need to isolate ourselves until we know for sure that we haven't been infected.
Again. Well, first, do we need to worry about you all being followed?
No.
No.
Everyone we have met is dead.
Apart from the kobolds, but they're fine.
We'll do it in the debrief. But yeah, that's the danger.
Oh, I guess, okay.
The condition has wiped out, like...
Okay.
Most of Europe, so...
We can get an update on your village and make sure they're okay. We're not going to leave you in the dark, but the safest thing is for us to be isolated.
Fair enough. In that case, then, we've laid out most of the tunnel on the way here. Basically, we figured you might need a clean exit, but looks like you didn't necessarily need us.
No.
It's helpful.
I really appreciate everything that you did. This is a lot of bodies. It's like wading through gore. I think you did a great job and you should feel proud of yourselves.
It's worth noticing at this point, by the way, that despite his sort of flamboyant privateer thing, Barnes has quite a reserved and boring speaking manner, if you see what I mean. Like, he's quite dour despite the, like... what's the word? Physical flamboyance.
Oh, I see. It's a high dex, low charisma.
An emotionally unavailable pirate, Alex. Is this what you're telling me?
You come into Helen's house.
In which case, then, I'm happy to accelerate too. Is everyone basically wanting to exit?
Yeah.
Yes.
As in exit via bathosphere, almost, as it were.
Let us leave.
So, there is the door that the other two tried to flee through and did not make it far. do you want to loot their bodies or in any way?
No.
That's how I know I've thrown enough mooks at you.
I might cast Detect Magic occasionally, just in case any of the bodies have magical items on them, because those would be worth looting. Anything else, don't care.
Barnes and Carter glow like a fireworks factory.
Sure.
Sorry, a fireworks factory where something's gone wrong.
Sure.
But the mooks have nothing magical on them whatsoever. No, that's not true. There's some water breathings in there if you want them.
No.
Oh, I figured
they
as much.
I really do not trust the maintenance.
Would you?
No.
Would you? Yeah. In which case, then, Barnes and Carter lead the way. You notice, though, that... I mean, again, sort of kind of old hat. Both of them are walk forward, keeping eyes on the people who are behind them and helping.
Do one of you want to be behind us so you don't have to keep looking at us?
That's not necessarily a solution to the problem because you're still going to have to look behind at us.
Oh, yes.
We need to keep an eye on everyone else.
I hate this.
Yep.
So do we.
But it's how it is now.
I hate it.
On the bright side, though, it sort of puts everything else into perspective, doesn't it?
What's everything else?
You know, just makes everything else seem a little trivial, really.
Axel doesn't know about his crimes, so cannot make a witty comment.
Right. No, not really.
Onwards.
So, hang on a minute. You've met before, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Look at Kara. What do you do?
Me?
He's a thief.
Oh, I know that.
And he's very annoying.
I am an excellent thief.
No, you're not. We found you in a pit.
I have been unfortunate, as have we all.
You got cursed. While trying to thieve, like, the same place?
Big words from Miss Cursed to Miss a Year. I don't really understand what happened there.
That was something else.
Yeah.
Carter, just maybe don't.
From like a 9 to like a 4.
Let's just walk in silence.
Carter just yeah, he's quiet. Barnes gives what can best be construed to the uninitiated as a thank you eyes.
Sel might, after a little while, just like the silence is difficult. So
oh yes.
I mean, I'm just thinking about how one could, you know, solve this problem of the seeing all around one and isolating while getting things done. Like, maybe if there was some sort of pod system where, like, we all had individual pods and could imagine that continuing for an extremely long time. None of the solutions are workable.
Yeah. Barnes is patient, Carter's interested, and thus the walk continues. As a brief description from this bathysphere-y bit, it actually tilts a little bit down as a corridor into underground again. It is in the same sort of, ooh, look, braziers on the wall, ooh, spooky, ooh.
Welcome adventurers.
Yeah, very much so. And it continues on the flat for maybe another sort of 20 minutes or so. Then it starts to curve upwards at a nice gradual incline. And at this point, there's another one of those sort of stations where it's like a pressure door, lockers, etc. And what appear to be cart rails lead to this door. As in, like, mining cart rails.
We're playing Minecraft.
Hey!
And presumably you all head continuing up?
Mm-hmm. I push the button, get in the cart, off I go. Rails or...
Oh, no, there's no cart there. Just the rails.
Oh, I press the button and expect the cart to turn up, because that's how it works, right?
Yeah, that's fine. Okay.
Does it turn up?
No.
Oh. I guess I'll press the button and be like, and look at Barnes and Carter, who assumedly came down this way. No. Mankin dream.
Carter kind of gives a big grin and then points off to the side round the corner where you can see the wrecked remains of a minecart.
Why?
In his defence, it was a very, very quick and surprising entrance for them.
Fair enough.
Heading back up, what appears to be... It has a more of a sort of mine vibe. It stops being a... Actually, no, you would have the knowledges for this. Could you give me your miner's knowledge? I'm not sure which one it triggers into, actually.
Profession miner?
Knowledge... Oh, no, hang on a minute. Yeah, I don't have profession miner because it's been a long, long time. I actually am kind of bad at all of this.
Yeah, that's why you quit being a miner.
I can do survival.
No, never mind then. Sell... Ooh, try a knowledge engineering, but this is a bit of a stretch, so you'll have to do very well.
I mean... They rolled a 3, so that is a 15.
Out through the mine we go.
Yeah.
You head up through...
So comments, nice mine!
You head up through this mine shaft. It has a couple of side avenues. It's not really clear what they were mining for here, if at all ever, but heading up through the shaft, eventually you can start seeing that there is daylight at the far end. And, yeah, heading up, you find yourselves actually comparatively far from the sea. You can still hear it in the distance, but you're not on the shore. You've come out into a quite heavily wooded area. There appears to be a lot of, like, foliage, you know, false foliage and so on, pushed to one side. Think the kind of thing that you would pull across a mine entrance. Yeah. And then there is a campsite set off a little further away. It has a couple of wagons and a few crates there.
Oh my gosh.
And you can spot at least two bodies sort of splayed across the crates and so on.
It's like a Skyrim.
Yeah. It's just absolutely.
When we get out, Zolf's breathing changes to be far more relaxed.
Mm. Yeah, so does Azu's. Azu does a real big stretch.
Like every single vertebra from neck to like hip, just one at a time, pop, pop, pop.
Neck.
You have been stooped for like 2.5 days or something by this point.
So much tension.
Time of day, by the way. Yeah, it's midday-ish. Hard to tell.
Oh, how lovely. Oh, she can see the sun.
Oh, yeah, good point. Weather.
The sun is gone.
Bright. Yeah, so the sun is gone, but there are 3 moons.
There's an eye instead. Oh, no.
Zolf and Sel, this is the first sunny day you can remember on this island for months, if not more.
Looks like we did some good. Storm's gone.
Yes. Oh, good.
Is there an obvious, like, promontory or a sight point or a hill that one might go up and thus be able to get one's bearings?
Yes. So if you were... So obviously the mine shaft itself is sort of raised in.
Okay.
There's a sort of tor that it's built into, T-O-R.
Okay.
And so it's like a rocky outcrop, but it does have plants and stuff on it. It's not huge. You could climb to the top of that, sort of on top of the mine shaft.
Yep. Cell dashes up that.
Yeah, it's trivial. It's not hard. It takes a little bit of a scramble at one point. You climb up. You are still towards the coast. You are actually not too far. You know the area, I should say. Not, like, in perfect detail, but you can get the lay of the land very quickly.
Might not have been in these woods, but know roughly where I am.
Yeah, exactly. So you are...
Right.
You are probably a couple of miles, actually, from where you set off in the boat in the first place. And in terms of other things that you can see, there are plumes of smoke coming up from the isle in the distance, which you can now see near the horizon because the air has cleared.
Mm.
You can see that there's a huge amount of... You can actually see the beach from here looking down. It's maybe a, like, 20-minute walk across wooded terrain between here and the beach. Mm. And the beach itself appears to have a large amount of detritus on it. It takes you a moment to be like, what's going on there? It's like, oh, there have been storm waters perpetually for months. This is the first time that the waters have receded enough. So it's like, have you ever been on, like, a beach or something where there has been a storm and everything's sort of brushed up? That, but... everywhere is the best description I can give you. And the cloud cover appears natural for the first time in ages. Yeah, so you reckon that from here you could get to your tea shop by evening. To get to the village that sort of Zolf and Co. came from, a little bit longer, maybe, like, you'd be arriving in the wee hours if you just set off now and didn't do a forced march.
Well, when Cell kind of dashes up, I'm going to walk after them.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know what you're doing in the intervening cell, but if you're still there...
No, just dash to the top of the hill, so looking around.
I'll join you up there and go, thanks for your help. We've, good job, like.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Smith. Good job, you. Good fighting. Good finishing it, you know. Been just trying to hold them off for a very long time, and that's turns out that wasn't good enough.
Well, I hope your own village can, you know, breathe a bit easier and
also
get back to living.
A lot of other people, right? Like, don't know if I can excuse waiting as long as I did to go after him.
I wouldn't beat yourself up about that, honestly. And also, and I'll reach up and pat you on the shoulder.
Reach up,
yeah.
Keep reaching. Yeah, higher on the reaching.
Like, I can kind of just about.
Yeah.
But look, I'll leave you up here. Take as long as you want. You know.
No, I was just trying to get my bearings. Where is it that you want to go for your kind of isolation time?
We should go back to the tavern. They've got a anti-magic jail cell, which will keep us in check.
Well, then we'll need to start walking fast, and we'll need to start walking hard.
Sorry, it's takes...
Or you can levitate, so there's that. And... there's no more fighting to do, I suppose I could fly there, get dinner ready.
Let's go together in case one of us... We shouldn't separate. We should be keeping an eye on each other, just in case. Sorry.
No, it's... Let's be off that way. If you can still trust my directions. Honestly, I wouldn't trust my directions either. there's being good, and there's being good at directions. That's a different thing. I've known some very evil people that are really great with directions.
Barnes and Carter will have come from there, so they'll be able to find the way back.
But, yes. Okay. Yeah. Cool.
All right. Cool. I'm going to start heading back to the party.
Okay. Azu has gone near Hamid and then just is lying face down on the floor.
Near Hamid. Key point.
Near Hamid.
We're just doing like grass angels.
That's a good point. Like spread eagle or just like hands to the side?
Just like
or just T-posing.
Like a tree has fallen.
Ah,
let the armor take the. That's what it's for.
Yeah.
Do you need a hand, Azu?
No. Azu is going to take your hand briefly and just be like, I am glad that you came back because it was scary when you were missing in the horrible tunnels.
Yeah, it was. I wish we hadn't had to split up. I didn't want Skrark to worry, so I was trying to be brave, but...
You are brave.
Thank you. It, I didn't want to be separated either, but I knew we'd find each other again. I didn't ever... And we did a lot of good. We...
Yes, that was horrible in there.
A nasty place, but it's better now.
Mm. Do you want to sit down?
No, no. The quicker we start the isolation, the quicker it's over.
Oh. I keep not thinking about it.
And... To be honest, flying just really isn't as tiring as walking and running, so I'm probably doing okay compared to the rest of you, I reckon.
You don't have to be okay.
I know, I'm just worried about everyone, and I need to get in touch with my family, and I want to check on Skrark, and I don't know if going back to the island's a good idea.
Cole, why don't you still have the mobile stone?
Yeah, I just... We've just been so busy and there's been so much else going on, but I don't think it's safe to do it now if we still have to do this quarantine thing.
Well, why not? You're not in the same place.
I guess, yeah. I guess I could do that while we're heading back to the...
You should call them. All it's right. Good to know that family are safe.
Come back. Right, we should probably get back, eh?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. If we want to get there by while it's still light, we need to be going fast. I mean, we might need to be running, but it doesn't matter. We can walk in the dark. You can do your lights thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It could be a fun bonding activity, except where we're all suspicious of one another.
Well, no, we don't have to be suspicious of. Look, Carter, Barnes, you know the way. Let's go. And when we
Carter's not there, Barnes is.
Wait, where's Carter?
Getting the horses.
Oh, right, fair enough.
How my many camel! Horses?
I would like to summon my camel. Topaz!
No one told us about a camel.
Bing!
Are you...
Bing!
Okay,
this
yeah.
Is,
that,
this is Topaz, my camel.
That is a camel, yes.
I am going to spend some time with Topaz.
Right.
Azu does like... You know how in horse films...
good old horse films. Love them.
Yeah.
There's like...
No, you can't go down there. A camel killed your mother.
No one can tame that camel. Trust no one. Anyway.
But father, I love the camel.
Azu is going to do like a hug of the camel neck. No, she's not even reaching up because...
Just like a
hug with the camel.
You show a basic amount of affection to a person, well, a person, an animal that you have not been around recently. However, worth bearing in mind, celestial camels, way smarter than normal camels, basically people.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah.
Are they like with the mental power of people, but with the spite and spit power of a camel?
They are, if they're celestial, they are canonically good.
Right. Mm.
That doesn't mean you can't be spiteful.
I know. Exactly. I'm just pointing out that... Yeah.
Canonically, in this world, camels... Celestial camels especially, yes, might be good. Very judgmental.
Mm. Yeah.
Very judgmental as animals. Their threshold for what's acceptable when they detect evil is much higher.
Oh, yeah, camel, like... Topaz.
Why'd you spit on him? So he saved a bunch of orphans. He didn't save enough orphans. Right, so whilst you're basically reacquainting yourself with your celestial steed,
yeah.
Carter eventually returns, leading the first of the horses and so on. They are not in great condition. They don't appear to have been maltreated, but supplies have been short on the island for obvious reasons, so they are thinner than they should be, but not so much that it's necessarily a problem.
Oh dear.
Hey, little buddies!
And Carter goes back and fetches the rest. There is a... God knows where they got it. Little Shetland for Hamid.
Aww.
Couple of... Riding horses is a strong word. Horses that aren't massive cart horses for sell. They have a big Shire-style horse, like a larger cart horse one for Azu, which is just there, I guess.
Topaz glares at the Shire horse.
Yeah,
very much. How dare you.
Zolf is offered another Shetland as well.
Yeah, jump on.
Setting off now, then, or...
Let's just go get things over with.
I mean, just asking, is a chance we could, you know,
what?
Cannibalise the island for...
No.
There's not actually that much of much use down there, really. Unless you're really into water breathing potions. They've got a lot of those.
Really?
Yeah, you maybe you should go and get some water breathing potions if that's all you want. I mean,
that's
not a bad idea.
You were going to get murdered by kobolds.
It's weird. You and Bard started speaking at the same time and said almost the same thing. You just also had the word kobolds. Carter, shop's up.
Yes. Let's get on our way. We've got more important things to do, Carter.
Let's rush off to sit around and do nothing.
We need a debrief.
Yeah.
Wild can report back.
So, with that in mind, I'm guessing everyone is heading back to the inn headquarters?
Yes.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to take out a suggestion, and while we're riding along, I'm going to take out the mobile stone and sort of stare at it for a little while, psyching myself up.
Aww.
And then activate it and attempt to contact Ishak.
Okay.
I assume it's a use magic device role.
Yes, it is. It's more complex Einstein. Than just yelling at it when... Well, when it was just Einstein, there's only one person you have to contact.
True.
29.
Okay, cool. You know that you've succeeded. It starts sort of warming up slightly in the way that you've become accustomed to whenever you've been speaking to Einstein and so on. There's no speech for a while. What's the first thing that you try and say down it?
Just his name. Ishak? Ishak? I know that it can take a while to get a connection and stuff, and people may not be paying attention to it
the
whole
time. Are you willing to try for more than, say, like a minute?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, fine. After about a minute or so, there's a little quiet voice. It sounds like someone's trying to be quiet, and they're just like,
hello?
Ishak, is that you?
Hey, what? Who's it?
It's Hamid.
Oh, hey, Hamid, hey! Oh, how you doing?
We're...
Wait, are you a zombie?
No.
Oh, wicked. Okay, cool.
we're all right. Things have been a bit stressful, a bit complicated, a bit dangerous, but we've made it.
Yeah, is everyone dead suspicious now with you as well?
Yes, very much so. What
weird.
Have you seen everyone else yet? Have you seen Ishmael and Syra and?
Yeah. We all met up.
And they're okay?
Yeah, they've been south of Cairo.
Sure.
We all basically went to
Oh God, Alex has just remembered as he's speaking how rich Hamid is.
yeah. We just went to the country house.
that's good. I mean, it looked like things were pretty dire in Cairo's. What about mother and father and Salah?
Oh, well, I know that they moved Dad to a different place. They're not telling me where. Mum's all right. Sarah's well busy. I barely see her.
I'm sure,
But Ishmael just... Oh, Ishmael's being rubbish.
Why is he being
rubbish? He's really tall.
Hamid also laughs.
He's
like,
really,
he can't help laughing.
Really tall, and he's well good at magic now.
Oh,
he can do like that light thing, and he keeps shooting stuff off the ship. He's really annoying.
He'll be able to teach you, Ishak.
He's not teaching me nothing.
Well, tell him I said he has to.
I did. I kind of lied and said that you said that I was better than him and that he had to make sure. But he's rubbish.
Okay, well, I'm just glad everyone's okay. Look after each other.
Oh, it's great. We go hunting now. It's nice to sort of spend a bit of time. It's all right. Weather's been a bit rubbish, but it's picking up now.
Yeah, we think we may have... Anyway, I shouldn't say too much, I guess.
Who
else?
Oh, sorry, I'm not a zombie neither.
Good. What about the others? What about Emeka and Ed and Einstein and Beaming? And okay. They all go off?
Right, so Einstein is now doing stuff at the old house, but I don't really know what.
Sure.
And then there's Emeka headed off with Vizik.
They headed back to Kenya?
I don't know. I think they said something about, like, going to help. Last I heard, they were, like, getting involved in Cairo, but then I don't really know what's happening there.
Okay. Did you know where Ed headed off to?
Yeah, he's still with us. He mostly just sort of... He doesn't really do much, if I'm honest, but he's here, you know?
Oh, well, I mean, it's good that he's with you. That's nice.
Yeah, Golden Boy's all right. We like Golden Boy.
Yeah, he's lovely, and he'll be able to look after you all as well, in case...
I mean, I'm going to be honest. I spent a lot of time looking after him.
Yes, I mean, it goes both ways.
Yeah, it's actually Ishmael's job, but he just doesn't do it.
At this stage, I feel like I want to make a perception check. Because
yeah,
Hamid shouldn't be doing this, but I didn't want to, like, shut it down.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So 21.
20, yeah.
Hamid, who are you talking to?
Who's that? Is that a zombie?
That's one of my friends. No, it's fine.
Hamid?
Yes?
Who are you talking to?
My brother.
Hi!
How? With what?
Just making sure they're okay.
Look, we're not supposed to contact anyone.
I've got to go now, Ishak. Thank you for letting me know everyone's okay.
Wait, you've got to tell me how to do the lights thing.
No, I've got got to go.
No, you can't.
Hamid.
Break the connection.
Aww.
Hamid, we're not supposed to be talking to anyone. Communication's going to be compromised. You know the state the world is in. Just, if you want to send a message, let's do it through Wild.
Look,
there is a structure for a reason. We have handlers for a reason. We have limited points of contact for a reason. We are a cell for a reason.
We didn't share. We didn't share anything sensitive.
Doesn't
I just needed
matter.
To know my family were okay.
I understand. But it doesn't matter if you didn't. Things can be located, right? That we have powerful people, things it's, working against us.
It's no different than a sending spell. It's actually quite difficult to interfere with those.
You're the mage, but then so is Wilde, and so is Curie, and so is Einstein, and I've been told by all of them that we shouldn't be doing this, okay? So I'm sorry, but I'm listening to the people who are organising this thing.
Look, I was dragged to Japan before I had a chance to see if my family were okay, before I had a chance to give my brother back to them after he'd been taken for 18 months. I just need
to
know.
Yeah, I know.
I won't do it again.
Good, I understand, and I'm sorry that's the situation, but that's how it is now. Everyone is having to deal with this. All right.
Azu rides up on Topaz and doesn't say anything, but just goes in between Zolf and Hamid.
Bear in mind, your camel's huge and their horses are small, so this is just a hairy, meaty wall that starts to appear between the two.
I will look up and try and make eye contact with Azu.
Stink of celestial camel.
Azu looks back.
I will, I give you a sorrowful, I apologise look. I'm not being, glaring or anything like that. I'm just I'm really sorry, but
Azu looks disappointed.
I look more sad. and look away.
Okay.
It's real difficult doing artful cinematography in an audio podcast, isn't it?
Yeah.
The frame moves 0.5 seconds to the right. There's a twitch in the left eyebrow, but the right holds firm.
We violate the 180 degree angle just for a moment to show Hamid's lack. Yeah, it's fine.
Depth of field lessons.
So, I am happy to jump ahead to arriving at the inn unless anyone else is wanting to cover any more chatter. I mean,
since Azu is now next to Zolf, she's going to say, "So you kept saying we had to talk about something, dealing with feelings."
Yeah.
Do you want to do that now?
Both of you, give me a perception check.
Feelings appear.
A wild feeling appears.
I cast fireball.
25.
20.
Okay, yeah, but both of you notice that Cart has clearly caught wind of conversations happening and has been slowly pulling his horse back a little bit further and further and further. So Barnes is still up front, and Cart has just been reining in more and more and more to start over-listening? Listening to everyone.
Not you, Carter.
He doesn't respond.
I get something small and inconsequential. And throw it at the back of Carter's head.
Carter slaps it like it's a mosquito, takes a moment, and then his horse starts picking up its pace and starts catching up with Barnes again.
I thought so. Yeah, look. I don't know, Azu, it was tense in there.
I still feel quite tense.
Yeah, I can understand why. But
you're not good at talking for someone who says we need to talk.
Oh, I've got to take a break there. Yes.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And welcome back. So I believe you were just burning. Just third degrees all over the place.
You're not wrong. The pushing things down, feeling it later, ignoring that kind of stuff. I might be speaking out of turn. I'm sorry if I am, but I've been there, and it's not a good place to be.
and I want to make sure that, you know, you're not there, or if you are, then, you know, you can talk to me if you want. I might not be able to talk, but I can listen. I'm going to force a conversation.
All right. You had a difficult relationship with Poseidon, didn't you?
Yeah.
I was going to... I wanted to be High Priestess of Aphrodite, apparently a long time ago now. Oh, I don't know if there's something to be a priestess of.
Do I know this, actually? Like, because I've been in living in the world. Is the cult of Aphrodite still around?
Yes. The cult of Aphrodite have mostly been taking on humanitarian elements of the sort of organisation. All of the cults, all of the temples were already semi-independent from meritocratic rule anyway. Mm-hmm. So as meritocratic rule started to break down, they pretty much just stepped in to fill the breach in various ways. And yeah, the cult of Aphrodite are still maintaining hospitals and have also been helping with things like relocation of civilians and provisions in terms of like making sure people are fed and so on. They do have a significant presence on the war front in terms of like medical aid and so on, but for the most part they are one of the temples that's more present on the civilian side.
Are we kind of going back to the sort of system that Grispa and Sasha saw in Rome?
Like
not
player,
relevant for, yeah,
GM to player, yes.
Yeah, okay. They're still doing good work. They exist. They're still around. You can still do that if you want.
Yes, but I feel like since I started trying to, you know, I started this because I wanted to save the world and do some good, and I feel like I've not been doing that very well. So maybe
we can only try.
Azu, that's, you've done lots of good, Azu.
I don't know. I couldn't save everyone.
You can never save everyone. Like, that's, this is where I was. I mean, Hammond can attest to that. I don't know, Azu, it sounds like you still have faith, and that's good.
Well, I'll always have faith, but I don't know always what to do with it.
Your best, just try. That's all you need. Like, that is it. You're not going to solve everything. No one's going to do everything that they want to do. But the point is they try, especially at a time like this. We need people who just keep going, who keep trying, who...
And Sasha and Grizzop, that's not your fault, Azu. That was a spell malfunctioning that you had no control over. Neither of us could have done anything differently.
We didn't have to go.
We did have to go.
Neither of them really wanted to go.
I didn't know Grizzop, but I knew Sasha. And if she went somewhere, she decided to go there. Like, that's her actions. She made that. Everyone chooses and makes risks. We're in this business. This is a deadly business. This happens, and it doesn't undo the things that those people did.
Mm. Azu is quiet. She's having a think.
Zolf is also quiet.
Okay, roll initiative. Kidding.
Silence way off, like, they're having a chat with probably at Barn.
You can be having a chat at Barn. Carter will be actively trying to talk to you.
Oh, no, yeah, that's fine. Sel
doesn't hate Carter.
Yeah, Sel doesn't yet. They're just like, yeah, but like, how have you been travelling around the area? That's cool. Yeah, that's good.
Carter's mostly interested in the stuff you've seen on the island.
Oh, yeah.
Is it mechanical? Anything like that?
Oh, yes. Sel will absolutely love to talk about the mechanics. And would have no reason to be suspicious or worried about sharing that information.
That's fine. Yeah, he's...
Unless, say, Barnes is there and says, do not share information, which I'm guessing could be something that he does because...
Eventually, yeah. Eventually, yeah. But at which point, Carter's just like, okay, carry on, but really quietly.
Yeah, well, it's enormous. And the sort of signals that it was selling, I'm
something
thinking that
about this size, certainly the words small and insignificant aren't the correct words, mm-hmm. bounces off Carter's head from Barnes. He accelerates next to Barnes and stays quiet.
Sel winds down. But it's not part of, like, hear the other conversation.
Well, I feel like given this, we've probably finished.
All right.
So if you want to...
Trotting on.
I would like to accelerate my mount up, so I'm riding next to Sel for a little while.
Hello, buddy!
Horse shuffling.
Hey, Sel. I just wanted to...
Oh, it's another heart-to-heart. Love these. Great.
I know you already had a chat with Zolf. I don't know if you guys talked about what's going to come next and what your plans are, because I know you've got your village and you've got Jasper in your workshop, and I just wanted to see what you were... Once we've gone through the isolation, what you're thinking about doing next, I guess. I mean, if you feel like sharing, obviously you don't have to.
Cell looks down at their hands and looks extremely upset. I'll be honest, little buddy. I think I've got a lot to think about. There's a pause, and that's unusual. You know, I spent years keeping my village safe and not fighting back. And I mean, that's something I told Mr. Smith, is that, you know, I could maybe have gone in there. I mean, I probably have died, but like, I could have followed them. I could have gone back, and I could have ended this a long time ago if I'd gone in.
Huge job for one person.
I can be a huge person.
That's true.
You know,
I mean, I've been constantly impressed with everything you've done, but it's always easier to work as part of a team.
And I all that time he was hurting all those kobolds and all those people that I was scaring off, and I was so confident that they were leaving. They were going back to do more terrible things, and so I don't know if looking after my village is enough, but I am older than I am old for maybe not for a halfling, maybe not for a dwarf. I've seen a lot, and I've getting involved has often hurt people more than.
I mean,
not getting involved is good, you know, in that you can. It's very easy.
I mean,
to become the monster, you know, when you get involved.
Well,
I've been the monster before, little buddy. I have been things.
I know what you mean. I've had to do stuff that.
No, I cannot overestimate. Like, over it, how literal I am being when I say I have become a monster.
Oh, okay.
I mean, morally as well, that's complex, but, like, I mean, quite literally.
Well, I'm sorry, I don't know what you've been through. I just know that...
Oh, what I've been.
What we've been through is, you know, we've... Oh, it's been hard, and I know there's been a lot of costs. I mean, I've lost friends, I've lost family, and I've...
Yeah, that's all stuff I don't want to do again either. You know, like that's a you know, if you're mates with mercenaries, you go to a lot of, well, you don't go to a lot of funerals usually because there isn't much to bury, but you go to a lot of memorial services, and sometimes because things are complicated, those people turn up again because, you know, it's quite hard to keep track of other mercenaries. So, you know, that can be nice when that happens, but usually lots of memorial services and lots of not knowing and lots of. But on the other hand, it may be that I don't have that much of a choice.
Well, I think you do, and you should have a choice. You know, I would choose to, despite everything I've lost, I would do it again because I honestly believe that what we've done has mattered. But I can't make that decision for you. I just want you to know that either way, you know, you'll...
Yep.
We'll be here to help, whatever you decide.
You know, I just want you to know that whenever I refer to you as little buddy, I'm not referring to the size of your heart.
Hammond is really touched by that. Like, he actually starts to well up a bit.
And he says he doesn't like Harrison Campbell.
That's the thing! He's such a hack! And yet...
Hammond's a snob, man. If he could let himself like Harrison Campbell, he would.
Shall I press on?
Yeah. That conversation probably does. It's gone to the end.
Yeah, they basically. Awkward small talk a tiny bit more and then drift into silence, I guess.
Yeah, so tell me about how when you fly, do you like some.
Oh, yeah.
So
and
wings.
We'll go into that.
Cool, yeah.
Do you like
my wings?
I'm going to jump ahead to the.
Very, very much.
I am going to jump ahead to the inn, which is the benefit of the horses is that you've made slightly better time, but the thing is going with a horse isn't, unless you're literally like galloping along, given the nature of the roads and so on.
It's about the same
speed. It goes from like the wee hours to just late that you get there. So it's coming on, let's say, the Oracle comes on, let's say 11 p.m, something like that. Sun's gone down. It's a nice quiet evening for the first time in God knows how when. How long. And yeah, you all pull in towards the inn. The innkeeper is made aware clearly of you and steps out to see you all, gives a call, and then a stable hand comes out to take the horses back. And you all see from one of the side doorways, one of the sliding panels is aside, and Wilde's kind of there, sort of hands on hips with the light behind, the warm light behind him.
Aww.
Gives you all a nod and then gestures to
No one suspect the cellkeeper who keeps us all in our cells, huh? What if the innkeeper got veined? Is no one thinking about that?
Well, the innkeeper hadn't been, you know, in contact with a brain that's literally got, and then a cleric, what, a blue veins that blew up and probably got all over us because of, like, some kind of fine mist.
Our safety mechanism for everyone who's here is they've all been with each other. Now, I guess if every single person in this tavern and village is infected, then we are proverbially screwed. But I think we have to assume that on some level they've kept each other safe.
Wild. Three things. First of all, leave our stuff alone. Secondly, let us all go have a shower. Thirdly, put us in the cell.
And some food, please.
And that.
Oh, and some tea, please.
And that.
You'll need to be supervised in in the baths.
How supervised? Well, it's almost
fully
standing
supervised.
Okay, oh, sorry. As he does what I just did, which is put her hands on her hips and look at Wilde, like, I just want a bubble bath. Like, that kind of expression.
Wilde gestures to the baths and basically says, go, you'll be supervised. No one's going to be acting inappropriately, but I don't know what to say. You have the choice between a bath that is supervised or no bath at all.
Then I'll take the bath.
And there we are.
Wild man.
For Zolf's benefit, you know that any time people disappear and come back, he is cold as stone until they're proven otherwise. Just nothing. It's like a switch goes off.
I will still say it.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
yeah.
I'm not going to get anywhere.
Yeah, he's just... Do you all go have a bath?
Yes!
Okay, cool.
We have been drowned, rotted, like, just covered in blood. Miserable. Absolutely miserable.
Oh, got that sea salt sand thing.
You finally get the last of the goo out of your ear.
Oh!
From when you were inside the goolem.
Oh, yeah, forgot about that.
Oh, God, yes, absolutely covered.
So, yeah, baths are fine, but you are still led down into the cell underneath the inn at this point. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit more crowded with this many people.
Yeah, you said it was barely big enough for, like, me and Azu and Hamid.
Yeah. So, as you're led down, Barnes, Wilde, and Carter seem to be having a hushed discussion, till eventually they go, right, we're not really able to do this properly. Please don't come higher than the trap door. But we'll leave the gates. We'll leave the cell gate open. We're going to have to. We can't fit you all in.
Oh, thank you.
We'll try and do what we can.
We'll self-monitor. If anyone's got guy, it probably won't be all of us.
By the end, it probably would be all of us.
That'll have to do.
Well, then we'll know in rolling waves.
If you keep the door locked from outside and... It'll have to do.
It'll have to do. Wilde just sort of gives Zolf, Barnes and Carter a... And then heads back up and just closes the trapdoor above him, leaving you all sort of in a room that's...
Are Barnes and Carter with us?
Barnes and Carter are with you, yeah.
Really?
They've been away from us and from Wild.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Basically, Barnes and Carter are with you as well.
Oh, I thought we were isolating because blue vein, goo brain.
A week with Howard Carter!
Yeah.
And I think with that fate, worse than death, you could have just succumbed to the Showin Institute, but no. Instead, let's leave you in a cell, an overcrowded cell, with Carter, the bloody incompetent who can't roll higher than a 4, and the rest. And we'll see what happens there.
Bye!
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 international license. Today's episode was directed by Alexander J. Newell and produced by April Sumner. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Patreon, visit rustyquill.com. rate and review us online, tweet us at TheRustyQuill, visit us on Facebook, or email us via mail@rustyquill.com. Join our community on the Discord via the website or on Reddit at r/RustyQuill. Thanks for listening. Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Elisaveta, Rosworm, Mercer, Eat, Amy Pram, Christian Ottholm, Tony, Ellis Beale, Jadej, A Ninja, A New Name, Sharon Grafton, Eloise Sherrod, Leslie Safran, Mars, Stuart Smith, Cyrus Gray, Emma Sandgren, Nicole Stevenson, Meg Taylor, Corrine Lee, Liz, Fushi, Ian Bradley, Fire in the Dark Woods, Dave the Good China Now Please, Cher Carlisle, Rashika Rao, Mithy Carlan, Ruth Anderson, Michelle M, Rue Jones, Kayla J, Clara Edmonds, Marimo, Dapper Cyborg, DT, Samantha Minette, Gail, Ashley Dover Kitten, Sieben, Amnesiac Stowaway, Fish, Lisa F, Ya Boy Vince, Kaylee Moogle, Christine, Sinsit, Kiera Mortensen, and Meaty Thwack. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Hi everyone, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe period Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.